Hi, everybody. This is Rabbi Todd Berman speaking. I hope everyone is healthy. I hope everyone is staying safe and following government orders wherever you might be. We have a special tefillah that everyone, be they in Eretz Yisrael, be they in Chutz Laretz, that you, your friends, your family, your loved ones, and in fact, your entire society, that we shall heal quickly from this virus and do better, both spiritually, physically, and as well as economically. And we're going to talk about that a little bit in a minute. As is well known, the Rambam divides all the mitzvot in the Torah into two major categories. He calls those Tikkun HaNefesh and Tikkun HaGuf. Tikkun HaNefesh are those mitzvot which inculcate within us a certain idea of God, of the Ribono Shel Olam. So, for instance, mitzvot like Shema are about receiving Olmechut Shemaim. They're supposed to make you think about God, and every day that you should, multiple times a day, recite prayers that make you think about Kosh Baruch Hu. Same thing is about for the Rambam, is mitzvot tefillah. It's supposed to be approaching God. But even mitzvot such as tefillin, mezuzah, kedushat sefer Torah, those mitzvot all stem from an idea that you should have certain spiritual heights. When you walk into a room, you see the mezuzah, you think about Kosh Baruch Hu. When you get up in the morning, you put on tefillin, makes you think about God. When you see the Sefer Torah in shul, makes you think about a Kosh Baruch Hu. Learning Torah makes you think about God. All kinds of things that make you think about a Kosh Baruch Hu and hopefully have an attachment to Ribono Shel Olam. On the other hand, the Rambam defines mitzvot as tikkun haguf. Those mitzvot that we need to have a healthy society. You can't think about God if you don't have a healthy society. As the Rav says, man is not noble if he falls to disease. And we know that that's one of the great problems we're facing right now. And that the noble person, what ennobles humankind, is the ability to build hospitals, to find cures for diseases and whatnot. With the part in Parshas Behar, having just talked about Shemitah and Yovel, we get to another issue which deals with, I think it's very relevant for today, which is the danger, the nervousness of people in their housing situations. So the Torah says, V'ish ki imkor beit moshav ir choma v'hayta gulato ad tom shnat mimkaro yamim tiyeh gulato. That in regards to the fields and whatnot, we know that comes the Yovel, that goes back to the original owners. But that's kind of petrifying. If you buy a house near the Yovel and you're going to be out on the street, you're going to be homeless. So the Torah says no. If you buy a house in a city, it's an urban environment, then that house is permanently yours. You have 1 year, the original seller has 1 year, you can redeem it. But if not, then the new buyer is safe and has house protection. He doesn't have to worry about losing his house. That is a huge relief to people who might be nervous about housing scarcity. Then the next section really deals with Levim. And then further on, Levim has their cities and their protection. And then it gets into the issue of charging interest. If your brother becomes impoverished and he stretches a hand to you, and you will help him and he will live with you, then don't charge him interest. And interest is called neshach, which is like neshach, to bite. Don't charge him interest. In Tarbit, and you should fear God. What's the you should fear God there for? It seems like a strange thing, but the reality is that we know charging interest. We know the Jews in the Middle Ages had no choice because they couldn't own property, but charging interest is a very, very dangerous thing. Someone borrows money for you because they're totally impoverished. They need to make it through the virus, for instance, and you're going to charge them a lot because they're in a really bad, precarious situation. You're making a ton of money off their danger. I read a wonderful article, I think it was New York Times, about a person who opened up a little store in New Orleans and never loaned money. Always the store was cash only, and people came in and they were really starving. They were out of food, and he caught a woman trying to steal stuff, and he said, "Don't steal it. we'll just put you on a cheshbon, as they call it in Israel. We'll just make, you know, take give you credit, no interest and whatever. And that's the real chesed, is even though people are in a very dangerous situation, trying to help them out. So here in both of these things, whether it be housing shortages or be a necessity for capital, for even basic necessities such as food, the Torah is emphasizing that we have to help everyone out. We should, if you want to develop a just society, like the Rambam says, Tikkun HaGuf, if we want to develop a just society, then we have to be open to helping other people, and guaranteeing housing, guaranteeing that they have access to money to purchase things that they need. And we shouldn't take advantage of people who are disadvantaged. Everyone have a wonderful day, and we should pray that we should end all the poverty and disadvantages coming on account of the horrible situation we're in. Kol Tov.